A couple of weeks ago, I was standing right over there in that area. A father approached me with his young son. And the father said, "Monsignor, my son has a question for you." Now, these are the toughest questions. Anything can be coming. In over 30 years, I've been asked questions that I don't know answers to, mostly by 10-year-olds. The little boy asked, as I looked down at him, "Why is Good Friday called good?" Now, the little boy couldn't articulate his reasoning, but he certainly knew Good Friday is a sad day. Why would we call something sad good? And I said to him, "I actually know the answer to that." I said, "Good Friday is called good because there has never before been such a good act done for humanity. Jesus dying on the cross was a good act for us. Never before has there been such a greater act of love." And had that little boy been older, in high school, I would have told that little boy that Jesus cried before he was crucified, not because he was afraid of being crucified. Jesus cried not because he had to accept the cross. Remember, today our Lord embraced the cross. Jesus cried for all of those who would never believe today is good. Jesus cried for all of those who would never believe that they needed redemption. Jesus cried for those who would be lost. Jesus cried for those who would never cry today. My dear people, never take your faith that Good Friday is good for granted. Not everybody has that gift of what happened today. You are here to adore our Lord. You are here to praise our Lord because by his holy cross, he redeemed you. You're here to adore the cross.